God, I tell you, you're singing well. How many believe you're singing well?
Amen.
If you don't believe it, you weren't singing. But if you believe it, you were singing, you were singing well. Isn't it great to sing about the Lamb of God?
Amen.
There's nothing else worth singing about.
Praise the Lord.
But the blood of the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Praise God. The Lord bless each and every one this morning. And we do give you all a warm welcome into our service. And our brother Jeff and sister Suzanne and the family's away over to visit some of the family in England, and they're not with us. And continue to pray for brother Keith. He's definitely improved from what he was, but we want to continue to pray for brother that God will bring him to complete health and strength. Amen. And the Lord bless each one. It's great to see the children coming up and saying the verses. And may the Lord bless all them wee fellas and wee girls. You know, it's great. I love to see it. And I knew a brother once, you know, in Africa. And when he started preaching, his whole congregation was about 13 years downward. And they laughed at him. And they said, look at Don Egypt, he says, all he has is young people. But the young people didn't stay young.
Amen.
And he ended up one of the biggest churches about.
Glory.
And them young people got in fire, and a lot of them became preachers, real powerful preachers. And they went out everywhere preaching. And some of them young men's pastors of churches today, and it just spread out like wildfire.
Amen.
All around everywhere.
Amen.
And they weren't laughing no more. God can use young people. God wants young people.
Great.
I know he can use the older as well, but thank God for the young. Amen. You know, Mike Paisley told a fella at one time, he says, he was studying, you know, and he says, I had a great time today. And the fella says, did you? He said, yes. Me and Mr. Young had a great time together. Do you know who Mr. Young was? Young's Concordance. He was studying from Young's Concordance, and he said, him and Mr. Young had a great time together. But praise God, I want to preach this morning about the blood. And I want you to listen. And you know, I was thinking something Parry Green said inspired me really in a way. And Parry Green was answering, I suppose, to his critics, and a lot of them said he didn't teach on the scenes enough, and he didn't teach in this something else enough, and he didn't teach in some other thing enough. And Parry Green said, he says, I've done what God called me to do. God never called me to be a teacher. And God didn't call me to be a teacher. And I'm trying to do what God's called me to do. Amen. And you have to do what God calls you to do. And the Bible says, make our calling and election sure. Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 7. And you know, Leviticus is a wonderful book. Leviticus chapter 7 and verse 26 to 27. And I want to try and take my time this morning and to talk slow and everything. Leviticus chapter 7 verse 26. Moreover, ye shall eat no manner of blood, whether it be of the fowl or the beast, in any of your dwellings. Whatsoever soul it be that eateth any manner of blood, even that soul shall be cut off from his people. Let us just bow for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
For your precious words of truth.
Amen.
Your words are a lamp unto our feet and a light unto their path. Father, I pray you'll bless your word to their hearts. I ask that the Holy Spirit will be here this morning in a very special way, and take this word, make it live till us, and make it real to each and every one. Bless the children especially this morning, Lord, as they say their verses, Lord. And may it have a real impact upon their life, young. And I plead the precious blood of the Lamb of God over each and every one of them, and claim every one of them in the name of Jesus Christ. Cover us all with your blood. Forgive us for every wrong thought, every wrong word, every wrong deed. Sanctify us now, we pray, in Jesus Christ's name. And Lord, I take the promised Holy Ghost to help me.
Yes.
And I thank you, Lord. You do. undertake for me.
Lord.
In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. I want to call it the chemistry of the blood, and the reason, I know I preached this before, but the reason I've heard so many people say we no longer need the chemistry. I've heard preachers stand up before congregations and make a statement, and they say we no longer need the chemistry. That lets me know they don't know what the chemistry is. You can never say we don't need the chemistry of the blood. Now you say, Brother Tom, you're saying that the blood's physically here and all them things. I know it's the prophet preached a message called the token, and it brings it really out of it, the life of the blood. But he never preached against the chemistry. He believed in the chemistry. Still. And we certainly believe in the chemistry. Now we know the Bible is a book of blood. And there's a stream of blood runs in this Bible the whole way from Genesis to Revelations. It's a bloody book. And everywhere you read in this book, it speaks about blood, it talks about blood. Praise God. And you know, maybe not in recent times, but I've had people say to me before, you preach too much on the blood. Could you not preach on something else? Well, let me read you this morning, what Spurgeon said. There are some preachers who cannot nor do not preach about the blood of Jesus Christ. I have one thing to say to you concerning them. Never go to hear them.
Amen.
Never go to hear them. Never listen to them. A ministry that has not the blood in it is lifeless on a dead ministry. And it's no good to anybody.
Amen.
Thus, a quote from the great prince of preachers, C.H. Spurgeon. But I thank God for the blood. The Bible declares itself to be a living book. The only living book of the world is this Bible. This is the Word of God.
Yeah.
It's a living Word.
Same.
This is not an ordinary book. This is not like any other book. This is the living, infallible, unchangeable, impregnable Word of the living God. It goes further and said it's quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. That's the Word of God.
Right.
And discerns the very thoughts and intents of the heart, God's Word. The Bible declares all these things. If you go to Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, you'll read what I've already quoted you. Hebrews 4 and 12. And you'll see the Word of God. And quick here means living or alive. So when you read about the Word of God being quick and powerful, for the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. This Word's alive.
Amen.
To be quickened means to be made alive. And the Word of God's quickened. It's alive. It's a living Word. Praise God. I heard a young woman, and it was one of them, I think it's a Muslim, he stands up at these great events I have. This boy's famous, I don't know his name. But one Christian woman challenged him, and she said, there's one thing you're failing to understand about Jesus. She said, you're doing the same thing people did when he was here on earth. When Jesus Christ was here on earth, they failed to recognize who he was. He was a Word made flesh. And she says, your intellect is good, just like it was back then. They were smart, religious, educated men, but they failed to know who Jesus was. And they said, can any good come out of Nazareth? They didn't know him. It was the Word made flesh. God with us. Isaiah 9 verse 6. Distinct from all other books, the bloodstream runs from Genesis to Revelation. It doesn't do that. There's no book you can lift and say the blood runs in this book from the start of it to the finish. There's no book like that. But this book's like that. This is a bloodstained book. It's a bloodstained message we have. The Bible teaches life in the blood. If you go to Leviticus 17 verse 11 and 14. And Leviticus 17 verse 11 to 14 tells us that the life of the flesh is in the blood.
Amen.
And we know in Hebrews 12 chapter 9 that without the shedding of blood, no remission of sins. So the life of the flesh is in the blood. When the blood goes out, the life goes out. There's no scripture saying you're cleansed by the washing of the Holy Spirit. Is there? Is there? Do you read that? I know it talks about sanctification of Spirit, but the Bible teaches about the blood of Jesus cleansing from sin.
Amen.
That's the way the Bible talks. And you know, the Bible, we preach about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and we all know a man can be saved and yet not have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. How many knows that? But yet he's not lost. Because the blood of Jesus atones for him. So you see, people, you can't mix it over like that, the way some people are doing. They preach so much about the life in the Spirit, they've abolished the blood completely from the message. That's a big mistake. Big, big mistake. That's the preachers that you don't go to hear. That's the big mistake it is. It's true. Let's begin with a fundamental principle here. Life is in the blood. This is a fundamental principle. Life is in the blood. That which no scientist has ever been able yet to define or fathom is said by God to be in the blood of the flesh. So that there can be no life without the blood. True of all flesh, but we are thinking of the blood of a special man, Jesus Christ. Not only physical life, but eternal life as well. We could never be born again without the blood of Jesus being shed. If the blood of Jesus Christ was not shed, we would all remain in our sin. We could repent and do rituals and all sorts of stuff. But it's only because of the shedding of the blood of Jesus Christ we're saved.
Amen.
Salvation strength lays in the blood of the Lamb of God.
Yes.
That's where strength lays. And the thing that gives the blood of Jesus its potency and its strength above all others is this one absolute fact, an important fact it is. This is why it's so superior to Buddha, Muhammad, and all other religions.
Yes.
The Bible clearly says in Romans, it's appointed unto man once to die, but after this the judgment. But Jesus Christ had no claim of death upon him. Because he was without sin.
Amen.
He wasn't born sinful. Me and you are born in sin, the psalmist says, shaped in iniquity. Jesus was not. Death had no claim on Jesus. The blood of Jesus was never corrupted. The blood of Jesus had no original sin in it. So therefore, death had no claim on Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This is why the message of Christ is so superior to all other messages.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Death has a claim on Buddha.
Yes.
And it has a claim on Muhammad. But not on Jesus. Jesus willingly went to the cross. He stepped into death. He challenged death, if you like.
Yeah.
And the day life met death, death died.
Amen.
That's why the apostle could say, oh death, where is thy sting? In Corinthians. It's swallowed up at Calvary.
Yes.
Calvary defeated death.
Yeah.
Then the apostle says, sin will have no more dominion over you. And in another scripture he says, death will have no more dominion over you because of the blood of Jesus. Oh, I love that.
Amen.
A lot of people can't get that. But that's a fact you must know. Death had no claim on Jesus. No legal claim. Because he was sinless. I find no fault in him.
Amen.
is the echo of the message through the whole New Testament. He knew no sin. He did no sin. The spotless, blameless Lamb of God. So I want you to see this blood. This life is in the blood. That which no scientist can really fundamentally get it. True of all flesh, but we're thinking of the blood of the Lamb of God. I want you to see the physiology of the blood. And I know I'm using big words, but you bear with me. In the human body, there are many different kinds of tissues. We define them as muscle, nerve, fat gland, bone, connective tissues, and so forth. All these tissues have one thing in common. They are fixed. Cells, metaphorically small and having a specific and limited function. Unlike those fixed tissues, the blood is fluid and mobile. It is not limited to one part of the body, but it is free to move about the entire body and supply the fixed cells with nourishment and carry off waste products, harms and ashes of the cell activity. The process which we call metabolism. In the normal human body, there are about 5 quarts of this fluid, and this blood is pumped by the heart, circulates through the system about every 23 seconds, so that every cell in the body is constantly supplied and cleansed. And at the same time, is in constant communication with every other cell in that body. This blood is the most mysterious of all tissues, being composed of scores of elements and compounds and strange chemical bodies whose function is not fully understood, but all of which have to do with the mystery of life, for the life is in the blood.
Yeah.
Yes. If you take away the blood from your foot, not for too long do you have to cut that foot off. It'll die. The blood must flow the entire body. The blood must go through the body for the body to circulate, for the body to be healthy. That's what fitness is all about. You don't do fitness just for the sake of doing physical exercise or fitness. Now, whether it's fitness, when I say fitness, it could be anything. Anything that makes your heart pump and flow the blood through it, good for you. And all you get, did you know it's good to give you a good shock now and again?
Right.
Did you know that? That don't mean to kill yourself, but it's good to get that body awake up now and again.
Right.
Make the heart do a bit of work.
Right.
So the blood runs through. And so all them organs know they're still alive.
Amen.
And I tell you, the blood of Jesus Christ must flow through God's body. Spiritual body of Christ. And that's why we need the gifts of the Spirit.
Amen.
Flowing through the church.
Right.
Now I tell you, isn't the devil's done a great job, hasn't he? Sending out preachers to bring us more revelation, and one of them more revelations is put the gifts on the shelf. When you ask me, that's not more revelation, that's taken away from the Word of God. All the parts of the natural body depend upon the blood flowing from them to operate and function properly. If the blood stops flowing through any of the body parts, they die.
Yes.
Life is in the blood. Now I'm going to be saying this because this is the theme of it. Life is in the blood. Now I'm preaching about the chemistry of blood. Life's in the blood. The blood of Christ now. All of this is true of the physical body, but all points to a greater, deeper, and spiritual truth. The Church of Jesus Christ is called His body. Turn to 1 Corinthians. And everyone knows these scriptures, but do it good to hear them all again. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse 13 down to 20.
Amen.
For by one Spirit we're all baptized into one body. There's no mention here of a spirit of a spirit. You say, brother, why are you talking like that? I have to. People talk about part of the Spirit, that, you know, somebody had it in fullness and we don't, and you get a bit of this and a bit of that. The Bible doesn't talk like that. I'm sorry. I've been showing you over this last few meetings, we have to have Bible sayings.
Amen.
Bible statements.
Amen.
Not somebody's idea. Amen. That won't do. It won't stand the test.
Amen.
Bible statements are Bible fact.
Amen.
And the Bible talks about one Spirit. And the Bible talks about, Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord.
That's right. Amen.
There's only one God, one Lord.
Jesus. Amen.
Right. One Spirit. And here, look at verse 13. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. Now, there's no scripture in the side margin here that says, if you don't follow brother so-and-so's teachings, you'll not be in the body. There's nowhere you read that in your Bible. God has not, with a big marker pen, marked out in the Word of God, particular name here or there that you have to hear to be part of it.
Amen.
Never done it.
Amen.
Yes.
What God is saying here is, by one Spirit.
Amen.
If you're baptized into the body by that one Spirit, you're in.
Amen.
And I have news for the devil. Nobody can take you out when you're in by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Because the Word of God tells us we are sealed, Ephesians, unto the day of redemption.
Glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God. How many believe that?
Yeah.
Thank God. Verse 15. If the foot shall say, Behold, I'm not the hand, I'm not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? Then what about the boy putting stuff on the shelf?
Mm-hmm. What's
that? That's essentially what they've done.
Yes.
The foot has said to the hand, we don't need you now, we've went further.
Amen.
Can never do it.
Amen.
I was thinking the other day, it was like the Lord talked to me. Do you realize, I've heard people saying Martin Luther's message now is dead, we no longer need it. Where's his message dead?
Yes.
I believe God spoke to me. I believe the Lord said to me, if a man had heard the message Luther brought today, and that's all he heard, he'll still go in.
Right.
He will still go in.
Amen.
Because it's part of the body.
Amen.
God, the Brother Branham never said what people are saying. He said, God never takes away, He adds to. Amen. He becomes more, never less. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God. Now, verse 16. And if the ear shall say, Behold, I am not the eye, am I not of the body? Is it therefore not of the body? And people talk about we're seeing these days, and that's all. We're eagles, we're seeing through the eyes, we don't need anything else.
Amen.
You still need your ears.
That's right. That's the truth.
Amen.
I'll do that.
Amen.
My goodness, you need your ears.
Glory.
We thank God for eyesight, but we need the ears.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
You can't say I don't need the ears because the eyes are working well.
That's right.
I want my ears.
Yes.
And I want my eyes as well.
Amen.
And if the ears shall say, Behold, I am not the eye, I am not of the body. Is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling?
Yes.
So you see, we went through a dispensation, let me call it that. We went through a dispensation which was prophesied of teaching. But it has went on an extreme. And it has went right down to where people say, this is all we have and this is the age for it, nothing else. Well, that's not true.
Amen.
That's not a balance. That's like saying God has set in the church a fivefold ministry. We'll promote the teacher and we'll pay the other four off.
Yes,
that's right. Yep.
Now that's not how it works.
Amen. Right.
The Bible says the fivefold ministry is for the perfection of the saints.
Amen. Right.
Till we all come in into unity in the body of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's what it's for.
Glory.
So we need the teaching, sure. But we need the evangelist, the pastor, and the prophet.
Glory.
And the apostle.
Amen.
And you know an apostle has sent one.
Yeah.
As my Father hath sent me, so send I you. I love
that. Amen.
I just love that scripture. Who sent you? The Father.
Amen.
How you're going such an appeal. But who sent you?
That's right.
And they want you to say, some organization, the Father did.
Right.
As the Father sent me, so send I you.
Glory.
Jesus has sent me.
Amen. That's right.
That's all I need.
Amen.
Amen. Won't matter if nobody else is behind it as long as the Lord sent you. When you're going, if you're here and you're going, the Lord sent you. Thank God if He sends you, He'll do it. Praise God. Now look at verse 18. But now hath God sent members, every one of them in the body, and hath pleased Him. Not Dr. So and so, but at what's pleased the Lord. This is the Lord's doing. And if there were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet one body.
Yes.
So there's all the gifts.
Yes.
There's the tongues, prophesying, all the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit, and all the different things on the fivefold ministry, but one body. There's no big Indian chief at the top.
Glory.
I hope you're hearing me.
Yeah.
Now, when you go down the road to you set one man up, you put a pope over it.
That's right. Amen.
And you know when I preached that message called the five identifications of true church, what was the one thing in it when I tried my best to bring right? Who set the church up? God did.
Amen.
Who's the head of the church? Jesus Christ.
Amen. That's right.
Nobody else.
That's it.
So every ministry should have the same respect.
That's right.
And they can't lord themselves over another ministry.
That's right.
And say, if you don't hear Dr. D.T. over wherever, you're not bringing the message right.
That's right.
Here's what a man once said to me. He said, are you listening, brother so-and-so? And I said, no, I'm not. And he said, you'll be a long time getting it. This is what he said. I said, get what? He says, you'll never catch the revelation without him. I said, is that right? He says, you can get it without hearing him, but take you an awful long time. I said, where was Dr. So-and-so when the Lord called me and saved me?
Amen.
Never seen him.
Glory.
Amen.
He never shed his blood for me.
Amen.
Glory. Amen.
Amen.
Not church A, B, or C that I'm depending on. It's the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's what redeemed me.
Glory.
The blood of Jesus.
Yeah.
And it cleanses me from all sin.
Amen.
And it keeps me clean.
Glory.
Amen.
Flows over me every day. Do you believe that?
Amen.
I believe the words of the prophet said, the blood lays there for you.
Yeah.
It lays there for you. To cleanse you.
Yes.
Thank God it lays there. Jesus Christ is the head of all believers.
Yes.
He's the head. So if you want to talk to the big chief after the service, you talk to the Lord.
Yes.
I'm not the big chief. And nobody else is.
Glory.
The Lord Jesus is. How many can say amen to that?
Amen.
And the Pope's definitely not.
Antichrist.
I tell you, he is Antichrist.
Amen.
Thank God that Jesus Christ is the head of the church.
Glory. Amen. Absolutely.
He done something none of the rest could do. Do you know something about this? For you to be redeemed, there would have to be a life form greater than yours.
Yes, amen. That's the truth.
I could not redeem you with my blood, because my blood is the same as your blood. I was born a sinner.
That's right.
No prophet, you can pick whatever one you want, they'd all fail. Born a sinner. But Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God.
Yes.
And John saw him coming, and he looked down and he said, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away.
Amen.
the sin of the world. Here it is. He's God's appointed.
Amen.
Appointed.
Yes.
Taker away of sin. Amen. Jesus Christ.
Amen.
No other one is appointed.
Amen.
Only Him.
Amen.
Because He knew no sin.
Glory.
And He had no sin.
Glory.
Power in the blood.
Glory.
Power in the blood of the Lamb.
Yeah.
The members are related by the blood of Christ. We're all brothers and sisters.
Amen.
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 We are brothers and sisters. That's why we call these. God bless you, brother. God bless you, sister.
Amen.
We're related by the blood of the Lamb.
Yes.
The life, each member depends on His blood. And it depends solely for His life. Nourishment, cleansing, growth upon the blood of the Lamb of God. For the life is in the blood.
Amen.
Every born again child of God are relatives and brothers because Christ's blood, red, yellow, black and white, all the prices in the sight, all by one blood, the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now I have to drop this remark, I hope you forgive me. But if you know what happened on the news and all about a certain person, what they found guilty of a certain events he done, you know who I'm talking about?
Yes.
Famous. The boy that walked backwards. Always watch the fellow that walks backwards. You're not called to walk back, you're called to walk forward. Never back forward. I said years ago, I was working in a certain place, I pronounced what he was, and they almost were going to take me outside and tie him up and slay me. They didn't want to hear it, but it's come out to me through. But his song was a lie. Because he sang, it doesn't matter if you're black or white, but he was trying to be white all the time. Now it doesn't matter if you're black or white, why would you try to be white if you're black? The song of self was a lie. But there's no difference, red, yellow, black or white. All is precious in the sight of the Lord. There is no difference. Now we're all by one blood, you know that? We're all one blood. Now you could go down the line of the serpent seed and try to bring it out and say, he's serpent seed, I'm not. That won't work.
Really?
Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Because the Bible says all have sinned.
Yes.
And come short of the glory of God. And the Bible says we're all one seed. And the prophet of God said the whole thing is mixed up. It's mixed up. That's why it's only God can determine it.
Really?
Only God can do it. Now you might have a revelation and say that boy's a devil. And you could be right. Because the Bible did say that about certain people. Of the father of the devil. And Jesus preached them and he said, you're of your father the devil, serpents and vipers he called them. He knew them. But we're all one blood. How many knows that?
Yeah.
Turn with me to John 3. And this is important that we get this. I want you to see, because of the blood, you see, if you could go back and trace a line, as it were, in the natural. Now we know it started like that, there was a corruption, we know that. We're believing that. But you can't go and mess about and try and draw out that you're holy and somebody else is not.
No.
Because you see, we're all corrupted.
Okay.
This is why John 3 verse 7. Marvel not that I said unto you, ye must be born again.
Amen.
I know people, you try to talk to them and witness to them, but they're going on the works and they'll say, I know a man, if ever was a Christian, he's a real Christian, because he never frauded the tax man, or he never did this, or he never did that. So what? That'll never save him. You could have a fellow that robbed the tax man blind. And get saved, and he is saved. And another fellow that never done any of that, and he's lost.
Yeah.
How many knows that's the truth?
Yeah.
I can prove that in the Bible.
Yes,
because you know in the Bible there was a tax collector, and Jesus says, I'm going to your house today. And he could see it. And he robbed people. So the Bible says he did. But the Lord saved him. So you can't be saved by works.
Amen.
And it doesn't matter how good your mother was or your father was before you, you're a sinner.
Yes, right.
Except the man be born again. These are the words of Jesus Christ. This is why it's so important that we preach the new birth.
Amen.
And you can't preach a new birth if you don't believe in the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You can't have a new birth. What would you have it for? See, your first birth corrupted.
Yes.
You're born a sinner. The psalmist, the only psalm that I'm saying, we're born in sin. We're shaped in iniquity. We come into this world speaking lies. But Jesus Christ was born righteous. Holy. We must get people to a new birth. Not till a new church. Not till a new doctrine. Not till a new philosophy. Not till a new idea. Not till, you know, a works program. Or a 6 week course of quitting someone to get them saved. None of that works.
That's right.
We have to get people to Jesus Christ at a new birth.
Amen.
Amen. Set them on born again. You cannot see the kingdom of God. We all are one in Christ for the new birth. No other way. Some people are so busy defending their views or doctrine that they're winning no one to Christ. And I know lots of really good people, and they preach, and they preach, and they preach about what they believe, and they do nothing else, only that.
That's it.
No, understand what I'm saying here. You can be so busy explaining what you believe every week and what the message is about every single service.
Mm-hmm.
What about winning people to Christ?
Yes.
Amen.
What about where Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel?
Amen.
What about what the prophet of God said? He said, Lord, that you would raise up young men to sweep the message. But he didn't mean the nonsense.
What?
He meant the gospel message.
Amen. Glory. Amen.
On to the coming of the Lord.
Amen. Yes.
Glory. Sweep it on the way till the Lord comes.
Amen.
He said, but I thought Pastor so-and-so said, so said the Lord has come. Yes, but Pastor so-and-so is in the millennium. Leave him alone.
That's right.
Yes.
He's already in the millennium.
Yeah.
But we're what I call realists. We know we're not in the millennium. Because the lion has the lamb of the lamb, and we're here. And we know the rapture hasn't took place yet. We're waiting on the rapture. We're waiting in 1 Thessalonians 4:16. For the Lord's going to descend from heaven.
Amen.
We're going to go to be with the Lord. We're going to have a body change. It's going to be 3.5 years when we go back for the honeymoon. And tribulation will break forth in this world. And the man of sin will manifest and head down in Israel. And it's all going to come back. And the two messengers are going to come. And 144,000 is going to be saved. All that's to happen.
Yes, amen.
So we're definitely not the millennium. Well, the fellows are in the millennium. Leave them alone.
Mm-hmm.
Never worry about if they're in the millennium. Leave them in it. The wee fell in Australia told the boy, I can't remember, I know Uncle John knows his name, but he told the boy, he lifted him in the car early the next morning after the service. He says, brother, I'm taking you with me. He says, where are we going? He says, to the zoo. He says, oh, we're going to the zoo. He says, we are. What for? He says, when you're in the millennium. So he says, I'm going to take you over to the zoo and put you into the lion. And you'll go alright because you're in the millennium. And he says, I don't think of a chance of brother. But sure, you're in the millennium, you could chance it.
That's right.
Couldn't you? And thank God we're not in the millennium. We're waiting on the millennium. We're waiting on the coming of the Lord.
Yes.
You see, that's a trick of the devil to get you too far ahead of yourself.
Yes, that's right.
Our view is for the coming of the Lord. Yes. Every right thinking man and woman should be waiting on the coming of the Lord.
Yes.
And keep on sowing, farming, and growing your crops and everything. Marion, continue on, he said, till the Lord comes.
Yes.
Don't quit. And if you hear a man coming and he tells you, I'm a prophet sent from the Lord. And then he gives you a date when the Lord's coming. And then Brother Yearly says, now, hand me it over, brother. He can give it all the way now because you won't need it. Isn't it amazing that a man like that collects it for himself and yet he believes the Lord's coming? Isn't that amazing? He makes a collection, but he believes the Lord's coming so soon. But he wants all the money.
Same.
Now you don't need much discernment to know he built himself a new house. He's fitting to stand here for a while longer. Amen.
Yes.
But that's what's happening today. Thank God for the blood of the Lamb. All related to one blood. Adam's sinful and polluted. Look at Ephesians with me. And you know that sin came by Adam. Ephesians 2, and these are five familiar scriptures, but let's go through them. Ephesians 2, and I'm not going to keep this long today. Ephesians 2, verse 1. And you have quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. We were dead. Ain't that someone dead? Now, if we were dead, every man born of a woman outside of Christ is dead. And they're not quickened. Dead in trespassing sins. Now, if I open my side margin, Colossians 2, chapter 2, verse 13 and 14, well, Colossians. And you being dead in your sins and uncircumcision of your flesh, and be quickened together with him and forgiven you all trespasses. Colossians 2, verse 13 and 14. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances which was against us, which was contrary to us, and he took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross.
Amen.
That's why the message of the cross is so powerful.
Yes.
People say we don't need to preach the cross, we've moved on. Paul didn't talk like that.
No.
And you remember Paul as the messenger to the first church age. Paul said that I would know nothing else amongst you save Jesus Christ and him crucified.
Amen.
And William Branham said, I preached what Paul preached. And the multitude cried out beyond the curtain of time, we're depending on that, our precious brother. Amen. Verse 15, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly triumphant over them in it. Let no man there judge you in meat or drink or respect of an holy day or of a new moon or of a Sabbath day. So vegans out. Sorry.
Hey.
Vegans out, keeping all these new moons and all these traditions all out.
Hey.
No man can judge you in it because you're in Christ. Which are shadow things to come, but the body of Jesus Christ. Now look with me at the book of Acts. And I'm closing in a moment, and I'll show you a one blood. Acts chapter 17. Acts 17. Some people think, now let me say it as polite a way as I can. We're elect and everybody else is not. Understand what I'm saying here?
Yeah.
Well, alright. Acts 17, verse 26. And have made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on the face of the earth, and have determined the times before appointed on the bounds of the habitation. All one blood. So there's no such thing as different bloods. Now there's different blood types, we know that. But we're all one blood. You know, another man has a different colour in you, his blood can save you. How many knows that? Because you're all one blood. What the Bible's clearly saying, nobody has escaped the corruption that's in the flesh. Nobody. We're all born sinners. We're all shaping in iniquity. We all, everyone, have to be born again. So every man and every woman has to have a new birth. We have to be born again. How many believes it? Remember, all men made under the penalty of sin, Adam's sin. 1 Corinthians, and it's 1 Corinthians 15:22. 1 Corinthians 15:22, verse 22. For as in Adam all died, die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. So because of Adam's sin, we're all sinners. Universal condemnation. Universal separation. People take the verse and it says the saddest portion of the Bible where Adam's escorted out of the garden. How many heard that? It's true. But that is in a type all of us are separated out. Do you see what I'm saying? But an old preacher once said a tremendous statement. He said the cherubims that were set to guard the tree of life to keep man away are now guiding you to it. So that which used to be the early garden to keep you away, lest you touch it, they're now guiding you to it. Amen. Because we know that Jesus Christ is the tree of life.
Yes, amen.
And we must eat thereof and live eternal life. We have to be born again. This is a fundamental doctrine. In fact, it's been lost today. People are preaching about love. They're preaching about all sorts of things. But they're not realizing there has to be a birth. And except the man's born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That's the Bible. And I know we're saved, or most of us, we believe we are. But it's still good to hear it, isn't it? You know, if you go to Genesis chapter 2 and verse 17. Genesis chapter 2, verse 17. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat thereof, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. They partook of the thing they were told not to partake of. Now, you know, I said the other week, there's no lie as dangerous as a half truth. And the devil said to Eve, hath God said, half truth. God did say. But then he said, you'll not die. Look at chapter 3, brother. Chapter 3, verse 4. Genesis, chapter 3, verse 4. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. Now God said you'll die, and the serpent said you'll not die. This is what's happening today. There's a preaching that's inspired by the Holy Spirit, which brings you to the truth. And then there's a preaching that's not inspired by the Holy Spirit. It's inspired by another spirit. How many know the two forces at work? Now the thing is about it, don't think because it comes under a name of a certain organization that it will all be wonderful and you don't need to test it. No, don't ever think that. Because the Bible says the devil is transformed as an angel of light. He sets himself up as a preacher like he did here. He's the first one to do it. He knows God's had a conversation with Adam and Eve. He knows that. Perhaps he heard it. And God said, don't touch it. Don't partake of it or you'll die. And he comes along and says, you'll not surely die. But they did die. And then the Bible goes further. It says that death passed upon all men. Because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Every man and woman has fallen short of the glory of God. That is why we need a higher form of life to get back. And there was no human life would be had enough. So the Bible says that God himself left the glory and splendor of heaven above, and he took upon him the form of a man, and he became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Jesus Christ came, and he came to go to Calvary.
Amen.
For this purpose was the Son of God manifested.
Amen.
That he might destroy the works of the devil. I'm closing. I have other scriptures, but I'm going to close. He manifested to destroy the works of the devil. If you know what destroyed it, his blood. He overcome him by the word of the testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. Let me read you this. See how red your guilt mark a scarlet stain. If you were to wash your soul in the Atlantic Ocean, you might incur it in every wave that washes all its shores. And yet the crimson spots of your transgression would still remain. But plunge into the fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. And in an instant you're whiter than the snow. Every scratch, spot and stain of sin is gone, and gone forever. That's what the blood of Jesus can do. Amen. I'm going to tell you this morning, when people feel condemned, the blood cures it. The blood cures it. Because the devil condemns people because of their sin, because of the things they've done. But the Bible says the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses me from all sin and from all unrighteousness. Thank God for the blood. The chemistry of the blood's real. There's life in the blood. We all die in Adam, but we are made alive in Jesus Christ. Aren't you glad for Jesus Christ?
Yeah.
Aren't you glad for the blood? Let's stand our feet. Let us close our eyes this morning. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you for the precious blood of the Lamb. Lord, the wee song says, what can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for the crimson flow.
Yes.
There is a fountain filled with blood.
Glory.
Drawn from Emmanuel's veins. Forgive these sinners, plunge beneath the floods. Lose all the guilty stains. I will believe, I do believe, that Jesus died for me. And on the cross he was crucified from sin to set me free.
Glory.
Father, wash us afresh in the blood of the Lamb. And we shall be whiter than the snow.
Right.
We plead the merits, the efficacy of the blood of Jesus Christ. And everyone in this house this morning, we plead the blood upon our brother Keith, upon our sister Annie. We plead the merits, the potency power of the blood of Jesus Christ. There is life in the blood of Christ.
Amen.
Life for a look. Oh, look, sinner, look. Unto him and be saved. Unto him who died on the tree.
Glory.
Father, will you bless your word to our hearts? Will you bless your people? Will you strengthen them and touch them and encourage them?
Amen.
Do us good, we pray. As we thank you from the depths of our heart for the precious gift, the blood of Jesus Christ. Bless everyone now. Meet every need, financially, physically. Bless the wee children. Cover them with your blood. Lord, you know all that's near and dear our hearts. The wife, the husband, the mother-in-law, or the father-in-law, the son or the daughter. Oh, Lord Jesus, save them.
Amen.
Open their understanding. Bring them to the saving knowledge of the truth. Cover them with your blood. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless each one as a brother comes.
I was sitting through that with a big smile on my face.
Amen.
Tell me what the one smile on that, but Ian can tell you. You know, I had even shared with Brother John a couple of weeks ago, the Lord has been speaking to me about discerning the body of Christ.
Hallelujah.
I got an opportunity last night after there was two messages in tongues, interpretation of tongues, and there was vindication of what I believe the Lord was speaking to me about. And then, speaking last night about the body of Christ, and the scriptures that Tommy read this morning concerning the many member body, you read them scriptures last night, didn't you? There was a woman there last night, and she had a frozen shoulder. And she couldn't lift her arm up. You could see the pain in her face when she got her arm there. Brother Ian prayed for her. And she had the arms up like this day.
Amen.
And the Lord touched her and healed her. You know, it's really wonderful, you know, because It's just wonderful to have that confirmation, isn't it? The Bible says in the mouth of two or three witnesses that all things be established. And you know, there's something in it from the body of Christ, praise God. It's wonderful. We're going to sing three verses of that hymn, There Is a Fountain Filled with Blood. I'm not going to put them up. The first two verses, and that one then to Tommy, I do believe, I will believe, for Jesus died for me, that on the cross he shed his blood from the sin to set me free. So, verse 1, verse 2. Verse 2. Right, and then verse 3. Alright, so we sing the first three verses of this hymn.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Glory. Lord, never lose us.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you. Let's worship the Lord just for time this morning. And let's really appreciate the washing of His blood. Let us sing of the recourse and the blood shall never lose us.
Amen.
Jesus' blood reveals
Him
for you. And shall never lose His power.
What is
the Lord? As to the blood. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And Jesus, wonderful Jesus.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Love to speak.
Bless the name of Jesus. We lift up the name of Jesus. For the love of Jesus lifted me. Hallelujah, Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Jesus.